So we continue today in Siman Tzadik in the midst of Sif Tes. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'im, this is after in the second line of Sif Tes, V'im hu anus she'ino yachol lavo lebeis haknesses. Remember, we spoke about yesterday the importance of coming to daven in shul with the kehila. If a person has extenuating circumstances and therefore can't go ahead and make it to shul, yichavim lehispalo b'shah shatzibar mispalim. So now again, the Shulchan Aruch is introducing another level, that in the event that a person is unable to make it to shul, a person should at least try to daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. V'hu adin b'nei adam hadorim b'yishuvim v'ein lohem minyon, mikomokom yispalilu shachris v'arviz bizman shatzibar mispalim. So to those who go ahead and live in small villages that do not have a minyan, should try at least to daven shachris and ma'ariv, should try to daven in the morning and in the evening, at the same time that the tzibur, I guess this refers to the closest tzibur, the closest shul to their particular area is davening. Similarly, again, if a person had extenuating circumstances and did not daven at the same time the tzibur davened, and he's davening by himself, should try to go ahead and still daven at the shul, even though one will be davening alone. So therefore, what comes out is, we see the different gradations in tefillah b'tzibur. The lechatchila, the best approach to tefillah is that a person should daven together with the minyan in the shul. That's the best. That is the ideal. If that can't happen for whatever reason, then a person should go ahead, and if they need to daven at home, should daven at the same time that the shul is davening. And if that's not possible, and a person has to daven by themselves, better for a person to daven by themselves in shul than to go ahead and daven by themselves at home. Halacha yud, kishomei dimatzibor, if a person is davening with a minyan, and let's say he's davening at a faster pace than the minyan, he should not begin Shmona Esrei before the rest of the tzibur. Unless, of course, again, there's a concern that the zman, the timing of tefillah, is going to pass, and a person is going to miss Zman Tfilo. In a case like that, he could go ahead and expedite the process and daven Shmona Esrei before the Tzibor begins. Avabolosha Overes Yispala Hapiyutim Vatrinosim Atzibor Velo Yifrosh Min Atzibor Afilu Lasok B'Divrei Torah. But if there's not a concern that the timing is going to elapse, that a person is going to miss Zman Tfilo, then in that circumstance, it is better to go ahead and daven with the Tzibor, even at a slower pace. And even if the tzibur says piyutim, the supplemental paragraphs, it is still better to be part of the tzibur. Let's see sif koin lamid dalet im had tzibur aser af al gav de besif hakodin kasev tafilu hu bebeisa yichavim l'shar shat tzibur mispalim haynu kidei she yitehei tefilas or nishmas aval isura leka imaktim l'tefilas tzibur avakish omenim at tzibur omaktim isura namiika. So Mr. Bura points out over here that although we spoke about the idea that if you can't make it to shul, you should try to daven at home at the same time that tzibur is davening, and there obviously won't be an exact science, here, where a person is davening in shul, there is a certain chutzpah when a person is going to go ahead and daven faster than the rest of the minyan. Because when a person goes ahead and davens Shmona Esrei before the tzibur does, it's almost as if he's disparaging the congregation. It's actually quite interesting. So the Mishtabura actually suggests that if a person, let's say, is in a rush and can't go ahead and daven Shmona Esrei with the tzibur, so the Mishtabura actually makes a suggestion that perhaps it is better for one to leave shul to daven in their home in order not to engage in activity that has the appearance of being disparaging to the tzibur. The act of davening Shmona Esrei before the tzibur gets up to Shmona Esrei is considered to be so disparaging that literally one could go ahead and actually leave shul in order to be able to daven on their own. Now, remember, the idea over here is even though one, technically speaking, loses tefillah b'tzibur, But apparently this is better to leave than to go ahead and daven ahead of the tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Lehaktim tefillah, so sivkot lamed, excuse me, asho varis lamed vav, mashma da'az afila beis haknesses shari, v'chemuchach lashon lamed rabbi niyor, v'abach pasak, davka shazman katzra kol chach sheva oshayach lebeisa yavar zman tefillah, aval nyesh zman yeylech lebeisa v'yispala biyachid. It's actually quite interesting that Mishnah Berurah says over here, remember, the Mechaber says that in the event that you see that the tzibur is going to miss zman tefillah, the time for davening, the time for Shmona Esrei, so you're permitted to go ahead and daven ahead. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes the Bach, who says that even under that circumstance, it is better to go to one's house and to daven ahead like that in the event that, instead of going ahead and davening ahead of the tzibur. So really quite a fascinating halacha, where the Shulchan Aruch really seems to say that the need for tefillah b'tzibur is to daven Shmona Esrei at the tzibur, and one should try to avoid, if at all possible, davening ahead of the tzibur in order not to disparage the tzibur. And when we say daven ahead, we're dafka referring over here to Shemona Esrei. Halacha Yud Aleph. Mishi yishlo beis haknesses bi'ira, if someone has a shul in his city, ve'ino nichnas bo lehispalal, and he doesn't enter into the shul to daven, nikra shachin ra, he's called a bad neighbor, ve'gorein golus lo ulabanav, and unfortunately he causes exile for himself and for his sons. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Zayin, Shiyeshlo, Bimesh Shtei Batei Knesios Be'ir, Tov Lelech Leharachoka, Kishar Psios Yesh. This is such a beautiful halacha. Mishnah Berurah says, if there's more than one shul, it is better to go to the further shul. Why? Because when one goes to shul, one gets Schar Halicha, Schar Psios. One gets reward for each and every step that is taken. And therefore, again, one should get as much schar as one can. Quite a beautiful idea. Obviously, this doesn't take into account if a person has a relationship with a particular kila, a particular shul. One is not obligated to simply seek out the furthest shul, but all things being equal, there is a concept of dafka finding the furthest shul in order to get the schar halich, in order to get the extra reward for walking. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, he says, Nikra, he's called a bad neighbor because the nature of bad neighbors is that they don't enter into each other's homes. Now the idea over here is, what if one goes ahead and mispalo beso basara? So if one's davening in his house with a minion but not going to shul, under those circumstances, so such a person, so meaning the idea over here is, if a person davens in his home with 10 people and doesn't go to shul, he's not a shachin ra, he's not called a bad neighbor. The halacha is talking about someone who dafka doesn't daven with a minyan at all. However, that being said, we've already stated yesterday that it is clearly preferable for a person to daven with a minyan in a shul than it is for him to daven with a minyan in his home. Shachin ra lamites, tichsiv ko amar Hashem al kol shechini haroim hinini nos sham me'alad masam. So again, because you see that Chazal referred to someone who doesn't come into the shul, ultimately, again, as a shachin of a chalamashki marav beis haknesses zochel arichas yomim shneimar ashe adam shemel yishkodos so zayom yom ksivacharav kimotzei matzachayim. But those who go ahead and wake up early to come to shul, and those who stay late in shul, will ultimately again be given great blessing, great bracha. Halacha yud beis mitzvah loros kisholich lebeis haknesses. It is a mitzvah to run to shul. The chayim l'chol dvar mitzvah, not just to shul, but it's a to run to any dvar mitzvah, any mitzvah activity. Afilu b'shabbes she'asr l'fsoa p'siya gasa. Now this is true, again, that it's still a mitzvah to run to shul, even on Shabbos, even though on Shabbos one is not supposed to run or take large steps. So however, aval kishyetzim beis haknesses archalaretz, but when one leaves shul, one should not run out of shul. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah mitzvah. Shene emar psiv katan mem. Shene emar v'neidah nirdufa ladasas Hashem. U'mizeh nilma d'choshekin sheish lizor az shelo la'amo be'emtza derech la'asiyach im chavero be'izeh hefti atzmo. Ki adezeh matzo yisheba achar barchu kedusha. Vayim pish shekasav de'ikra haritza yeki sheba samuch la'beis haknesses. D'sham minkor shu'os l'shem mitzvah beis haknesses. V'kasav p'imagadim d'b'shach v'sholich metasu t'il miyado tamid minkaru mikomokum b'rechov akum Yoruts. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that dafka, one is supposed to run when they come into close proximity to the shul. Because by running close proximity to the shul, it becomes clear that one is dafka hurrying to get into the Beis HaKnesses. Lo rutz, Mishnah Berurah sif katan mem aleph, al pesach Beis HaKnesses. One runs up until the entrance of the shul, but Beis HaKnesses atzma asr la rutz el yelech b'ima. But in the shul itself, one should not run. Rather, one should walk with trepidation. Remember again, it's usher on Shabbos to run or to take large steps for because of tircha yisera, unnecessary exertion. However, taking large steps in general is something that could be avoided because the Gemara associates that with gaiva, with arrogance. Usher larutz sifkat mem gimel v'lo lifso psiagas v'shemara asher sheiko beisach neses domel of kamaser medar murim k'shoyach la'asakov. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that one should not go ahead and run out of shul. That's only when one is running from shul to take care of their own needs. But technically speaking, if one is running from shul to go to the Beis Medrash, to go to a shir, to go to another Dvar Mitzvah, another Mitzvah purpose, then one is permitted to go ahead and even run from shul. But we will stop over here. We'll pick up with Sif Yud Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.